So, how'd you guys like the golem fight?
Sucked.
That lasted two whole episodes?
That was brutal.
Brutal?
That was very brutal.
I have never been a part of a fight in a tabletop RPG game that stressful. I thought we were all going to die.
Yeah, I was convinced it was going to be almost... It was basically everyone dead except for Elkwood.
Oh, yeah, he would have left.
I know I've said many times I thought that we were all going to die, but that was actually the closest I've ever thought we would be actually dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Beacon wasn't cast, if I didn't have Stone Skin, no way. Yeah. There's no way.
No way at all. Well, you guys want to know a fun fact about golems in our... our world?
I fear them.
I mean, probably, yeah. do you guys know that golems actually have very tight ties to Judaism and, like Hebrews and stuff like that?
Really? Mm-hmm. I had heard that before.
Yeah. So, if you look them up, pretty much a golem is a creature formed out of a lifeless substance such as dust or earth that is brought to life by ritual incantations and sequences of Hebrew letters. The golem, brought into being by a human creator, becomes a helper, a companion, or a rescuer of an imperiled Jewish community.
Hmm.
In fact, one of my favorite YouTubers right now, a guy named Jacob Geller, he's very Jewish, and so he talks about this. There's a video called The Golem and the Jewish Superhero that everyone should go watch. It's incredible. It's actually like a Jewish kids book. In which, pretty much what happens is that something happens in the community, and this rabbi summons a golem in order to investigate what happened. And a whole lot of stuff happens, and I don't want to spoil the actual video, but go look him up, Jacob Geller, and The Golem and the Jewish Superhero is what this is called. It's a fascinating video. But I love it when mythological creatures like golems... are, you know, actually have ties to, you know, sort of in a mythological sense. So I've always liked golems, and I didn't even know about that. Like, you know, like with like the ancient Hebrews and stuff like that. I thought that was fascinating. What mythological creatures do you guys like love reading about when it comes to like historical things?
I think these are from mythology. I'm not absolutely positive. They could just be science fiction.
Okay.
But kaiju.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Japanese culture. Yeah. I don't know if it's just science fiction fascination or if it's actual, like, they actually have, like, root in mythology. But I love kaiju.
Yeah.
Actually, if the world were going to come to an end by anything, I would hope it'd be kaiju. And I would want to die.
I was really fascinated for a while of, like, folk tale. Because I'm in the world of Pathfinder and D&D.
Mm.
And fae are a huge thing in those... worlds.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So I was fascinated for a while about like just stories of fairies around the world, which there's a lot of them and they're all weirdly similar.
Yeah. Yeah.
But one of the coolest ones are both changelings and kelpies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I don't know where they originate from, so I won't assume, but kelpies are, you know, water horses that convince you to get on their back and drown you.
Yeah, and then they drown you in the water, yeah.
And changelings, you know, fairies go into your house, steal your child, and replace it with a changeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool and weird and dark shit.
I've always been kind of, like, fascinated by Native American folklore, but thunderbirds, like, the concept of them, of giant, like, eagles, like, pretty much. Like, mm-hmm. I remember that there was this whole thing that they were believed to have existed, like, prehistoric, like, gigantic things. But it's just kind of, like, I'm thinking about it, like, the awe of seeing something that gigantic flying, like, basically a Lord of the Skies sort of scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, like, I always, like, remember having pictures of them. Like, I still have a mythological book somewhere in my house. I think I have, like, three of them at this point. But, I don't know, I just really like the concept of, like, just seeing in, like, the plains and just seeing this creature.
Yeah, yeah.
just
enormous, just avian creature of some kind.
Like, yeah. I love giant birds, so.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the idea of the primordial elementals. It's like, you're talking about things the size of mountains.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's crazy shit.
I feel like when I was younger, I used to have, like, a trampoline in the backyard. It's very dangerous. I fell off it many times, had the wind knocked out of me.
I fell off that trampoline, too.
Yes, many a person did. But in that backyard, there was a tree stump, And I don't know if we had to remove the tree or someone else had removed the tree, but the backyard was always very verdant and overgrown, and there was always wildflowers and mushrooms growing. And I feel like my little kid brain always like pictured like, oh, what if some like little like fae type creature was there? And I had a particular fascination with like gnomes and stuff. So I feel like those are probably my favorite mythological creatures. I don't know too much about like their mythology. But I just like those little guys, you know? Really cool.
I'll tell you, in all of my fascination with the cryptids and stuff like that, people who really believe that stuff are convinced that gnomes are actually a thing. They actually have certain names. I want to say like somewhere in South America or something like that. Like there's a legend of these like very small humanoid like people.
I think it's either Alaska or Iceland. Mm-hmm. They refer to gnomes or small people who live in trees as the Huldufólk.
Huldufólk.
Huldufólk, yeah.
Yep. That sounds Icelandic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. When I was in Iceland, actually, like they do have like little places that like it's like these little doors and stuff like that in some cases. And they generally, there's like belief in the population that they're like, oh, no, they exist.
Yeah.
So don't piss them off. Wow. Like, because that's the thing. It's like even if they don't exist, you're still like destroying something. But if they do, then you're going to face the wrath of these like elves and other things.
I never thought about applying Pascal's wager to the existence of gnomes. But yeah, I like that.
But it is like, fascinating how all around the world there are these like little people, and it's worked its way into the cultures of everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, the movie Eurovision.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't expect that. Okay.
Has an excellent portrayal of gnomes. Just like out of left field. Like gnomes are like the clinchpin of like resolving plot.
I can't remember if he gives them a bottle of liquor like as tribute. They just are like, oh no, we give them presents so they don't like destroy us.
It's amazing.
It's like the elves went too far this time.
Oh, that was great.
God, that's funny. It's been years. I don't remember that at all.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. The music's good too. The music's really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, after you guys had defeated the golem last time, you ran back and you had to recover. You spent like pretty much like the end, you went back and rested and you returned. So you guys had to get rid of a curse for one. You could only be healed, or the curse would only be removed when you guys were full healed. So you guys had to work through the night. Adalar had to work through the night, making sure that you guys are back to tip-top shape, and you come back in the morning. And you guys are trying to decide where to go. You went through the gate, saw that nothing had really changed besides the gate being closed, and you guys decided to go to the northeast door. So the door here sort of goes along the eastern wall, and it sort of goes up. And you guys just said, you know what? If we can take on a golem, we can take on anything behind this door.
Yeah, for real. We can take on God itself.
Yeah, you're like, oh, these boggard swamp seers and two butchers. I'm like, fucking easy. Let's go.
So, let's get into combat.
Yeah. I already see that radius.
I was ready to shoot a fireball in the room.
Of course, yeah.
It's like, can they prevent us from healing? No.
All right, let's do it.
Fine. Let's go ahead and get initiative going here.
Can I use intimidation?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine you kicked open the door, right?
Yep.
Okay, then yeah.
And I'm going to pick the Chagrakal Butcher closest to me to try to intimidate.
Okay, fair enough.
As he kicks the door open and screams, "Thy will be done."
All right.
What? Okay, that's a successful. I don't know. I had to dodge out of the way there.
Sean's throwing hands out. Yep. How excited he is.
Yep. I was trying to hit Mark.
Wait, what's the total you got?
Well, okay. Tim, what's 18 plus
17?
35. 35. Damn.
On your initiative?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anyone's going to beat that.
No.
Elk, what did you get?
30. Come on, we have to make Kezra last.
Yeah, payback. You can never be first in a fight again.
That's why he was first.
I rolled well.
Don't worry, I'll go first.
Adela, what'd you get?
31.
31.
Can I use since I'm casting a spell, can I use Arcana?
I mean, you were ready to just throw that thing. You know what? It's cool. Yeah, go ahead and do it.
29. Fucking assholes.
29.
Oh my god.
Okay. Good spread here across everybody on the initiative. Benson, you are going first. Your intimidate was a 35.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see something here.
But even though he readied a fireball, it's not going to go off.
Well, so you do your. Let's do your thing first, okay. and then the fireball will go off. All right, so you with a 35 against his will DC. That's still a critical success against that first butcher.
I'm frightened too.
So he is frightened too.
Lowers his reflex save.
Yep.
Ooh.
Now you see why I said we'll do the intimidate first, and then we'll do that.
Jake is a loving DM.
Conditions and frightened. Frightened, there it is. Frightened 2. Alright. So, and then you launch your fireball. Let me go ahead and roll all of their saves. Okay.
Gotta love fireball.
Mm-hmm. 17 damage, DC 26.
Alright.
Hey, if some crit fail.
Oh boy. Okay.
Double would be...
The one directly in front got a natural one.
Alright, so that's 38.
Nice.
Okay, so 38 against him.
No. Sorry, 34.
34.
Alright, let me go through all the crit fails here, because there's a lot.
Oh, nice!
Again. The Charaka Butcher in the back at a 14 total.
Wow.
Critical fail.
Damn.
34 damage.
The Boggard Swamp Seer in the back right, got an 11.
Critical fail, 34 damage.
Jeez. This might end up being one of the most damaging spells ever.
Yay, fireball.
Yeah, maybe. The Butcher in front got a 21.
Fail. 17.
17, okay. Vulgar Swamps here on the right got a 20.
Fail. 17 damage.
17. And then the Bulgard Swamp Seer in the back left got a 15.
Critical fail. 34 damage.
Oh, okay.
Yay!
That's like over 100 and...
That's over 130 damage.
Kaboom!
Yeah.
140, 150
Did I
roughly.
Do them all? Yes. Okay.
Damn.
Boy! all right.
They're just drinking tea, man. They're just in a break room.
Sheesh. All right, Benson, it is your turn.
Oh, damn it. Another emanation.
No.
Oh, no.
All right. Benson, you run up, and I assume you're going to strike this guy?
Yep.
Okay.
What's that? Natural one.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Well,
you started off strong.
Bad grip. You take a -2 circumstance penalty to attack rolls with this weapon until the end of your next turn.
Okay. Not the worst.
Last strike. 22
against him. That is a hit.
20. Just 20.
Just 20.
Still a hit. Then.
Yep. Oh
yeah.
Hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Still a hit.
I'm hoping to just kill this guy. 20 points of damage.
He's barely holding on.
Damn it.
He's got one hit point left.
Gah!
Jeez. That's funny. it is the Bulgard Swamp Seer. Way in the back. He is going to cast an acid arrow at Benson.
Of course. That's their favorite spell.
It is their favorite spell.
It's like a level 2 spell, right?
It's
sure
a solid
is.
Spell.
Yeah. 120 foot range too. So
yeah,
with all the damage off of it. Oh yeah. Let's see. Attack coming off 17.
Oh, that's cute.
All right. Next one, which is going to be the one in the back right, also going to do a acid arrow. Uh, 25.
Again, that's very nice.
Okay.
But no.
Adelar, your turn.
All right, Adelar is going to step through the door 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Oh, wait. Huh? Oh, it said I collide with a wall?
Oh, yeah. If you try to just, like, drag yourself through a wall, it doesn't work. Yeah.
You can't enter.
Can't enter. And Adelar is going to, with a booming voice, is going to call out, "You will all feel the divine wrath of Abadar." And I need all your creatures to roll a fortitude save as they feel the divine wrath of Abadar.
I'm sorry, literally all of them.
Literally all of them.
You measured that emanation.
I did.
All right.
It's like, yeah.
Fortitude save?
Yep. So, you know, they're not bad, those.
Not bad. Not great, however.
Ooh.
All right. I'm going to just throw some... Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay.
First Bulgar Swamp Seer on the top right got a 17.
22 damage.
Okay. He's dead.
Nice.
Good shit.
We need to make sure this is the right
one. We needed this combat.
Yeah, we needed a win.
Yeah. Those butchers are still butchers.
Yeah, but if just them by themselves.
The top left, Bulgar Swamp Seer, got a natural 20.
Nothing.
Wow. So for a 31, I don't know if that...
I'm pretty sure that's...
No, he still beat you.
Okay.
Yeah, unaffected.
All right. The butcher on the bottom left got a 27.
So that is a regular success.
Okay.
So that means take half damage, so 11 points of damage.
11 points of damage. Next one, the other butcher got a 33.
Regular success, 11 points.
Okay. Next one is... and then after that... the Bulgar Swamp Seer on the to the right now got a 16.
Ooh, that's 44 points of damage.
He's dead. And the other one is, and the other one definitely died. So the other two, because the other one only had one hit point anyway.
Right.
There's only one Bulgar Swamp Seer left.
Oh, good.
That nice. One died.
Shock and awe.
And this one died. Okay.
Man, love it.
All right. Is that the end of your turn?
Oh, yeah.
Elkwood.
Okay. Elkwood trying to regain any sorts of... hold on. Where's... Vamir, why are you back there? Get back here.
Get back here.
I'm not going to another place.
He's doing that bird walk away. Like, fuck these people.
Yeah. The little hops.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Elkwood, like, he actually doesn't have anything in his hands at the moment. So, he's just going to walk in. Manage to get to here. Okay. I am colliding with the wall. My bad. I'm sorry, computer.
Sorry, Foundry.
Let's see. He manages to get here. And then, as a quick draw, first action there, hunt prey on this charcoal butcher.
Yep.
And just kind of like at a quick draw, just chucks this hatchet that he took from him before.
That's cold.
Great. That's great. That's
yeah, cold. So that is a natural fucking 20.
Oh my god.
And like it's just like a quick draw feat. He just doesn't even take an action to draw.
Love it.
Delayed wound. Normal damage. The target takes the same amount of damage at the end of its next two turns.
Oh. Holy shit. Wait, no, that's triple damage just over a period of time.
Yeah.
So that is... okay.
Nice to use that on a butcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
15 points of damage.
15 points of damage.
It will take 15 points every turn for the next two rounds.
Probably for the rest of its life.
Yeah.
And there's just a hatchet just sticking into him.
Definitely going to be taking 15 points of damage for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
All right. Is that the end of your turn?
Yes.
Okay. Kezra.
Kezra will move next to Adelar, and he will use his Dragon's Breath. Because he's around a corner, I don't think he can get this guy, but he'll get these two.
Let's see.
You can just step in front of Adelar?
It would be another action.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
25 feet.
Oh, my bad. Also, Vamir is going to fly in. He's not... doesn't have enough movement to attack anybody.
Gotcha. Okay.
He's just going to go right behind Benson.
Yeah, so, Kelly, I agree. I don't think you can get the swamp chair in the back, but you're going to do a lightning breath on the two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so they roll reflex saves.
Got it.
If you hit Adalar, would you be able to get all three?
Yes.
Why ask when you're concerned?
That is going to be a natural 20 on the first one.
Damn.
Stupid.
And a 29 on the second.
All right, so the second one will take half of 32, so 16.
Okay. Because we're fucking these things up before they even run at you.
Good.
Okay, it is the Charaka Butcher's turn, the one that's frightened, so the one right there in front. He's going to run. He shrieked. He's going to grab the hatchet off the ground. As they were literally just like chilling. They were like sharpening their weapons and stuff, so he picks it up off the ground and runs at you. Okay. And he is going to get... he'll still get all three attacks.
Yep.
Yeah, because he shrieked. Okay.
But wouldn't he have to take an action to pick it up?
Nah.
He did. So he used an action to pick it up. Used his free stride from being quick.
So he should only have two, right?
Action to pick up. Free action to stride.
So he only...
Yep. Okay.
Well, doesn't shriek basically give them haste?
Yeah, but the being quickened just gives you an extra action. Okay. You can move to slider strike. So, all right. First one is a 37 to hit.
That'll hit.
Still hits.
That,
yeah, Butcher's doing his job.
Yeah. Oh,
26 points of damage.
Whew.
Each time. Ain't no golem, though.
You ain't shit.
And then he, second attack is a 19.
Nope.
Okay. Was that first attack slashing?
Yes.
Did you do the damage reduction?
Yep.
Nice, nice.
Should be damage reduction 8.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. 8.
All right.
He hits your plate armor. He's like, what the?
How's that?
What?
And then he is going, after he slices your arm up, and he is going to lick the blood off of it.
Classic.
We gain a little bit of HP.
Man, we haven't fought a butcher in a while.
Not since the quarry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we fought him at the temple.
With the weird temple, with the
combined gods.
The other Charco Butcher is going to charge over. He's going to stand over the Boggart's body because he thought he was dumb.
Did that one take 15 damage again at the end of his turn? Or do you want to take it at the beginning of Velk's turn? This doesn't matter.
Oh, right, because at the end of his turn, he takes that damage?
Yeah, yeah. For 2 turns.
Alrighty. Negative 15 more points of damage.
Just bleed for 15.
The arrow, did you shoot him with an arrow or was this
hatchet?
A hatchet.
Oh, threw the hatchet at
it. Just chuck the hatchet.
Yeah, there's a hatchet just like in his rib cage, and as he's running, it's just like squirting blood. Just like blah, blah. Alright, so the one that is now directly in front of Benson is going to pretty much do the same thing.
Yep.
36 to hit.
It's...
Damn. Can't crit Benson.
Nope. 11.
Okay.
Next one is a 24 to hit.
Nah.
Ah. Okay, he's still going to drink a bullet off of his hatchet. And that's that for them. Cool, cool, cool. Top of round two, Sir Benson.
All right. Well, they've just very nicely stepped directly in front of me.
I know.
So, the one I frightened, I will go for first.
Okay.
I believe that's this one.
Yes, the one on the left you frightened, yeah.
Pull this over, go to that. 29.
That is a hit.
14 points of damage.
All right.
Second strike. Did you give me heroism?
Yep.
Okay. So 23. That's probably not going to hit.
23, that is exactly a hit.
Oh, damn.
Yes, heroism.
13 points of damage.
Okay.
And just swinging for the fences at this point.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
That might actually hit.
23.
Yeah. Goodness. Okay.
Dude, just hacking.
18 Ooh, points of damage.
Oh my God.
Benson's doing some nice. Work.
He is pissed.
Chopping away at this thing. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, that 5-year recovery doesn't really fucking matter now.
Yeah, not much.
All right. It comes to the Swamp Seer's turn. Swamp Seer is going to
shoot an acid arrow.
Even if he shoots one, he gets penalized for that.
Yeah,
he has to shoot through. No, well, they're tiny.
I mean, yeah, I mean they're small, but it's a different thing entirely. He is going to go up. Does he need to? He doesn't. All right, he's going to look directly at Benson and mutter something. And I need you to make a will save.
Okay, I don't think my will is too bad.
Make a paladin do a will save. All right.
So I, yeah, I mean,
not a great roll. Unfortunate. 21.
21. That is a fail. You are frightened too, as he casted fear.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's insulting.
Benson is afraid.
This tiny little fucking frog.
Yeah. As he muttered something with the divine magic, you heard like the fire or something within the spell. All right, that was his turn. Adelar.
Okay, I'm looking up something real quick because this doesn't come up that often.
Attacking your friends?
Yeah, actually.
Friendly fire. Eller don't cast fireball?
Okay, nope. Because you said he's frightened, right?
Yes, he's frightened.
Okay, no. I can do other status effects. I cannot take care of frightened.
Oh, okay.
Sad face. Well, there are two buggers right there, and one is probably looking pretty messed up.
They're Chavarcock.
There's two charcoal right there, and
they all look like frogs to me.
The medium frogs and the small frogs.
Medium frogs, and small frogs.
Oh yeah, bogards are medium.
Yeah, they're medium.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're tanky.
It's just funny that like the big scary frog things aren't even close to as scary as the tiny monkeys.
No, as the tiny mandrill apes
with hatchets usually.
Yes, with hatchets.
Just. Like,
yeah, I'm just gonna do a Bruce Flame on the one that's frightened.
Okay.
Yeah. Go, Daisuai, go! Yay, Daisuai! No 20!
Hey! Spell crit! God,
spell crit!
You're probably gonna take it out, but I am interested in what the spell crit is.
I know.
Electrocuted. If this is an electricity spell or bomb, the target takes double damage, and at the start of its next turn, it takes normal damage. Any other bomb or spell deals double damage.
Okay,
alright, double damage, okay. Yay!
It's a good Kezra spell. Kezra crit.
Yes, that would be a great one.
Yeah, you put that on the top of the deck.
I'll just save this one for later.
Hey, man, drew it again. 20 points of fire damage.
It dies.
Woo!
Ha! Your god is the god of fire. Meet the fire of the dragons. Wait, you guys worship dragons. Never mind. You're dead.
He comes back up to insult you for having such a horrible one-liner.
That was shit.
I was not popular among the clerics for my wit.
All right.
You were not a bard.
Oh, good.
Excuse me, I have one
my
action.
My god.
Are you going to run up and punch him?
No. Look what to take Avatar's guidance!
There we go. Alright.
Kel's just shaking his head.
Kel gave the most dad head shake ever.
I am disappointed.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Alright, so Elk is going to stride up here, hunt prey Okay, apparently I'm
colliding with a wall.
I can't move.
These walls are tight. I don't know.
Wait, well, I can't move, apparently.
Oh, wait, where are you trying to go?
I'm trying to go right here.
I can't even see your mouse. Are you going next to Benson?
Right of Benson.
To the right of Benson. Okay, got it. All right.
All right, so right of Benson, one action, second action, hunt prey on this charcoal butcher.
Yep.
And third action, with quick draw, pulls out his elvish curb blade and just chops, like, tries to go right at him.
Swink.
Oh my. Well, that is a 20 again.
Oh.
A natural 20?
Yeah, that's God. A fucking natural 20.
Man, we really could have used this last episode.
I know, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can we get some more of those crits against the fucking golem?
Just slashing.
I'm sorry, Dicey, I doubted you before.
Yeah, I crit on my Dicey too.
Yeah, I know, right?
There it is.
Double damage. Knockback. The target is pushed 10 feet back.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we'll take it. Okay, I'll take it. Let me get my D8s out, though. Where are my D8s? Why do I only have two? I should have like five of them. Oh well.
I know.
That'd be 40 points of damage.
He dies.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm literally imagining Elkwood like drawing his blade, and you don't even see him slice.
Yeah.
And then the jar Garbage goes.
Slides ahead.
Yeah.
It's that thing where he puts it back in the sheath.
Except there's no sheath, so he's just puts back. Yeah. 3d8 plus 5 for my strength modifier.
All right.
Plus 2 proficiency. Yes.
God.
That's awesome.
Kezra, your turn.
Oh.
Nope.
Sorry, I can't control Vamir too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I got you.
All right.
Kezra moves up and uses produce flame.
Classic.
Vintage.
Classic now.
30 to hit. Or no, 32.
On the boggard?
Yeah, 32 to hit.
That is a critical hit.
Crit!
God, so good.
All right.
I mean, it's a lot easier to crit things when you roll 32 and it crits.
Yeah.
Twenty-four damage.
He dies.
Yes!
Immolation.
Moved through.
Burn him alive.
What's Kezra's one-liner?
I don't know.
The boggart just gives you kind of like. Shakes his head.
Lick that, frog.
Alright, you pulled it out the line. You know what happens to a turd that's caught on fire? Same thing happens to everyone else.
That
sucks. Alright, so. You have defeated everything in this room, and let me tell you what the room looks like.
Yeah.
Several luxurious woven mats and blankets lie in heaps along the walls of this long chamber. You can see that there's a bunch of gear. It looks like there are hatchets, there are quarter stabs that or clubs that the boggers had you were using to attack. It pretty much just looks like their stuff are like around here. And yeah, there's like some recreational stuff here. It looks like there's a game of darts and Mancala even.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's legit.
Yeah, there's just, like as I said, they were just shooting the shit.
We broke into the break room and killed all kinds of break.
So this is the break room.
We were on Union Break.
Are there any like rations or anything lying around?
There's probably a few. You know that they mostly hunt, and they don't have to store stuff because the food's
just
around.
And you are feeling peckish, aren't you?
We skipped breakfast. We went right here.
Elk's going to take the hatchets.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Those hatchets are awesome.
Like. Yeah, if I can throw them, unfortunately, I just... Yeah, because they're plus... They're striking hatchets.
They
can be thrown, and I get a strength bonus on them.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, and plus with quick draw feet, doesn't cost an action to take them out.
So, we don't believe that there's anything secret in this room.
We can do. I say let's search.
Yeah, I'll do a
let's
perception.
Yeah, you can search all you want.
All right, dice a lot.
Okay.
Dice a lot for the win.
I did not see anything.
29.
31.
Ooh, never mind.
Give me your secrets, hallway, break room.
Keep your secrets.
Wow. That sound was the sound of secrets.
Are they secret? Are they safe?
You search around the room. You find another game of cards.
Take it. It might be worth money.
It's like a little deck of cards.
Alright, yeah. Honestly, let's take the deck of cards. Let's take the Mancala, too. Yeah. Mancala. Yeah.
There wasn't a high-stakes poker game going on with mountains of gold.
We just killed it. Is it a Harrow deck?
Adelar, you think you would maybe do some medicine on me?
I suppose.
And he does treat wounds. And barely makes it. Alrighty.
Just want Jake to say and counteract. Roll.
Roll counteract.
No.
What?
18 points.
Thank you.
Do you need more than that?
A little more, but I'll be fine.
A little more.
I want to conserve our healing magic expenses.
Well, it takes some 10 minutes to do that, so you can cast lay hands on yourself.
And oh yeah.
That's
your,
a good point.
Your point back anyway.
Yep. That'll get me to fall.
Is anyone else hurt?
Nope.
No.
Too bad.
The only one that got hit that fight.
That was Steel Team 6 right there.
Yeah.
That was some quick shit.
Yeah, the fireball into Divine Wrath and just Benson just chop it away.
That was round two. Halfway through round two.
Now, see, we opened up with the big blasters and then we had fucking cleanup crew coming in with swords.
Yep. I love how Benson's AC is like so high that like something that would barely hit him would crit me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta think back at the mine. Like, he was being crit by the butchers and stuff like that. Like,
yep.
We were all being just destroyed.
Yeah. Butchers are no joke.
No, they're still strong.
For at least another five levels, then they'll become a joke. Yeah. But now they're not a joke. Can I make a perception check at the door?
All right. So you want to go to the north door?
Yep.
Okay. That alarm token ran up here like a madman.
I'm so confident I can do this.
I'm like, we gotta move because heroism is on a timer.
I can't move my pawn.
Okay. So,
Benson, how many times did you get hit during the combat?
Twice.
I just moved anymore.
Okay, so you have like 16 minutes of stone skin. Stone skin left.
Okay.
Yeah,
every time you get hit, 1 minute ticks off.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That's how it works.
Yeah. I want to move Vamir up too, but
for some reason. Alright, you guys all move up to the door to the north end of this. So yeah, like I said, it's just one long hallway here, and then it comes to a door at the end. You want to make perception checks there?
I do.
Yep.
Hey, finally.
Wait, you can't move Vamir?
I can't move him right now. I can't move my piece.
He's just having connection issues.
Oh, okay. So I
feel like I should...
rolled a 28.
All right. Anyone else perceiving?
I got a 23.
I suppose I'll listen.
I got a 12.
Nah, I don't hear anything.
Okay. 28 is pretty good. As you go up and you kind of put your ear to it, you can hear what sounds like lava.
More lava.
Sounds like lava and fire. The thing that really strikes you, though, is that as you put your ear up to it, you can... Is that meat? And fish?
We're about to break into the kitchen.
Before going in this door...
Pull out your cutlery.
Traveler's any tool.
Traveler's any tool.
I will cast Resist Energy Fire on Benson and Kezra.
There you go.
That lasts 10 minutes, and it's resistance 10 on fire.
Nice.
That is a heightened resist energy.
Okay. Am I breaking through?
Let's go.
Yes, let's do this.
All right, breach team.
All right. You bust open the door. And... let me show you what you see.
Sorry, you have 6 minutes left of stone skin because we rested.
Fair enough.
Let me find it. Here it is. So as you bust open the door... Can you guys see that? All right, cool. Mm-hmm. So as you bust open the door, you go in and you see... not there. Here. Smoked meat and roasted fish hang on hooks embedded in the walls, while clay jars on the floor are packed full of yams in various stages of fermentation. A heavy metal cooking grate covers a large glowing pit in the floor that you see the fire and heat are coming out of. However, what you see hanging over it is this.
Oh,
what the hell is
good
that?
Call, Kel.
What the hell?
This hound appears to be covered in flames and spewing flames from its crevices in its skin and its mouth. Oh. And it turns to you all, and it looks just like that.
What the hell? That is fucking terrifying.
Nice.
And it says in... Wait, what languages do you guys speak?
I speak Common and Draconic.
Okay.
I think I just speak Common.
A bunch.
I think you should have two languages.
I should. Well, in Foundry, where do you see that?
Under like main. If you go to like main. You're on a different character sheet. Let's see. Oh yeah, just as Common.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. You're dumb. Yep.
You're dumb.
I ain't got no big brain.
Adelar,
Common, Elvish, Draconic.
Common, Elvish, Draconic.
Dwarven, Elvish, Goblin, Orc.
So it turns to you and it speaks something in a guttural, fiery language.
Ignean.
And then it sees you all. And it just. I need y'all to roll initiative.
Woo! Oh,
bring it on.
This thing looks.
Bring it on.
This thing looks scary.
Shit. You guys are back out of shit.
All right.
Yeah.
Can I roll with intimidation?
If you open the door to intimidate, sure.
Good.
Let me get everyone's thing into the initiative tracker. Kesra, what'd you get?
12.
On par. Adler?
Adler got a 20.
Benson?
With intimidation, I got a 33.
Yes, Benson.
Very nice. And Elk?
29.
If this thing does physical attacks that it have fire damage, Benson's going to be so good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was a clutch cast. That was a clutch cast.
Okay.
If it does slashing and fire... Oh, just never gonna good. Hurt you.
That would be too good.
I'm a god.
And you attempted to intimidate it as you came to the
I
door.
I did.
Okay.
I kind of doubt what 33 is gonna do. This thing looks kind of nasty.
Ah, Wildy Caesar.
Yeah,
it would have to have a 23 Wildy Caesar to beat you.
Yeah.
Or will save.
So yeah, it actually seems a little startled.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa. Yeah.
There you go. Alrighty. Going first. Benson.
Charge, you slow bastard.
Okay. Two movements to get up.
Mm-hmm.
And one swing.
Alright.
Is Benson not hasted?
No.
No, okay. Hasted.
Stone skinned and resist energy.
Okay, because this is going to be a crit.
And hero.
Was not. But 29. Oh, with heroism, 30.
That is a hit.
Yay!
17 points of damage.
Damn.
Okay.
Not bad.
Love it.
Benson's on a killing streak.
Benson's been murdering this dungeon.
Benson always murders.
Benson always murders.
I love how literally just last episode we're like, oh man, guys, like this is so hard. But now we're like, oh yeah.
Let's get on. We don't know how fucked up this thing is yet.
Yeah,
that's true.
Elkwood.
Okay. Elkwood is going to move into the room with one action.
Grab some meat.
Yep, grab some meat off the wall, starts just eating it. Second action, hunt prey on it. Third action.
Done a jerky in his pants.
It's all mine. Can't have it.
Punch Adler. Go away.
Go away.
Third action, he's just going to throw one of the hatchets at it.
Okay. I will say it gets some cover.
Yeah.
Just because there's a corner in Benson, so yeah.
Yeah.
And that is a 28 to hit.
A miss.
Nah.
Damn.
Yep.
Wow.
Hatchet goes into the lava.
Wait. Doesn't your, like, hunt prey allow you to avoid
cover?
Cover?
Concealment.
Concealment, yeah.
Not cover?
Correct. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, it's weird like that, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, check it. If it says cover or concealment, then totally fine. But,
gotcha.
Are you doing anything else on your turn otherwise?
No, that was all three actions.
Okay. Should only be getting plus one for its cover, so it's not too bad for Elk.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be, yeah.
Okay. It comes to this creature's turn.
Yeah, it just says ignore prey is concealed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is weird, because it's like, hey, ignore its concealed condition, but
yep.
Oh, it's behind it. I can't do anything about it.
Right.
It is going to unleash a breath weapon.
I knew it. I was like, this is going to be
the hallway.
Of flame.
Yeah.
I need you to make a basic reflex save.
Are you sure it's not fortitude?
Benson.
Just Benson?
Okay. Just Benson.
Okay.
Oh, don't you get a bonus?
Add your full plate bonus to this.
Yeah.
That's plus four, I think.
Yeah, it's you add your full plate bonus, you don't add your dex bonus, which you probably don't have a dex bonus anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, plus four or whatever.
30.
What? 30.
16 on the die.
It's actually 31 because you have resilient.
31.
Resilient full plate.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't think that's a crit, but.
It is plus, you have plus one resilient full plate, right? Mm-hmm. Or is it just plus one?
It's resilient.
Then, yeah, plus one. Nice. On all saves.
Yeah.
Okay then. That is a just a success.
I'm fine with that.
In which case you will be taking
50 fire damage.
20 points of fire damage.
10.
Nice.
Nice. There we go.
Wow.
That is such a clutch. That was
40 damage for full.
Yes.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's a big yikes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is going to strike you twice with its jaws.
Okay.
Man.
I wonder if that's a rechargeable breath weapon.
Probably.
As a 25 to hit?
Nah, not quite.
Okay.
Yes, Benson.
27.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
God.
Avalar, your turn.
He is a wall.
All yes, the sides of this lad.
I'm a fucking wall.
All right, I need a... I want to get a range of this baby.
It's not a baby, it's a...
It's a giant creature.
Yeah,
it's giant. It's okay. It's not a little baby dog because it's sure fighting like one.
Oh.
Talking shit. Already talking shit.
All right. So you moved up into the room a little bit so you can see this thing now.
Yeah, and Adela calls out, is that some sort of hellhound? More like a hell puppy. And I cast a blood spray curse on you.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Benson's like holding the jaws back.
It's not time to be joking. So make me a fortitude save.
Okay.
Stop being so cocky.
We literally almost died yesterday.
You succeed, but
okay.
For 1 minute, the first time each round, the target takes at least 10 piercing or slashing.
Oh, this thing.
Takes an additional 2d6 damage.
Okay.
Nice.
Interesting. All right.
That's a really good success condition.
That is such a good spell.
It's a great spell.
Okay.
He was one away from failure, too.
I know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Anyways, was he still frightened?
Foundry calculus.
Yeah.
I should have ticked off at the end of this turn anyway.
That's true.
Kezra, your turn.
Kezra's turn. I'm going to... What would knowledge be on this thing?
Great question. So, if you have religion or planes.
Planes isn't a thing.
Or, like, I'm just saying, like, relevant lore, maybe.
Arcana would be planes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's go ahead and...
All right, I'm going to recall knowledge.
Kind of surprising that planes isn't a thing.
Falls under Arcana.
They were cutting
23
knowledge.
Yep.
No. Nope. You are unable to see.
Okay.
It's a fucking doggo.
So that.
Oh my god, the dog's on fire!
Fire doggo.
Holy shit!
Put that poor doggy out!
Timmy, wet stick. Get the wet stick.
Wait, I know what to do.
Just that actually might do something to this thing.
I'll just go ahead and I'll ray frost it.
Okay.
I'm just picturing like we're faced, I don't know, but like just facing off a dragon, just wand of water.
Spell, critical fail.
Yep.
No! You hate to see it. We've been cruising through this so far. Yeah. So
because of our big Top Tales game, I know teleport to another plane is on another card.
Yeah, oh.
Beastly Rift. Your spell becomes summon animal spell of the same level. The animal attacks you.
What?
So I cast a fourth level summon animal spell.
No.
Wait. Oh, fourth level? That wasn't a fourth level.
Fourth
ice.
Level cantrip.
Okay.
Does it work that way? Shit.
Oh boy.
All right.
A fourth level summon animal spell.
Shiza.
Not great. So that will. Let me see what I can summon.
I'm gonna look at what you can summon.
A permanent creature.
It lasts for a minute.
Lasts for a minute.
But yeah. Okay. I was just
and
trying to.
I believe it'll be a third level.
Yeah.
Animal.
So okay. Which.
So. All right,
so.
Not the worst.
So level three animals.
So let's see level three animals.
Let's see what we have here. Oh my gosh! Hold on! Wait! I have some interesting stuff.
God damn it! This is so stupid. Boar is level two. What's a bear?
I'm already looking at level three animals. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Well, if it's at level three, that means we can crit it easier.
But still, this combat just got harder.
Yes, this combat just got significantly harder.
Wow, way to go.
Direwolf is level 3.
As a gorilla is summoned directly.
Oh, no.
Come on!
Oh, man. And does it go immediately then?
It immediately attacks me.
Nice.
Just like the summon animal spell.
Nice.
All right. And he attacks you.
So I guess it appears behind me?
Yeah, I mean, I
the only spell is, it's the only available. Yeah, I guess it has to be right here.
Yeah, I mean, it's large, or like, though. Hold on.
It would be, like, outside the door behind me.
Yeah,
it's the only
yeah.
applicable. Unless you want to put it in front of Adelar and it can attack him instead.
No.
I need to get a fucking token for this now.
Summon a freaking gorilla.
Holy shit.
Shit.
Stupid.
Just copy and paste the doggo for now.
Hold on. Gorilla, there it is.
Oh.
Or at least it's a gorilla and not a Greon.
Oh, man.
That's true. So as you summon it, you just hear, boom, and directly behind you as a gorilla appears.
Kezra, what have you done?
I don't know. This never happened before.
Kezra's a druid now.
It's a new spell.
It's going to use Frightening Display. The gorilla beats its chest in terrifying display. Creatures within 30 feet must make a will save.
Wait, actually right. might have a tone for this.
All right. Oh, well, that's fine.
Okay.
Whatever. I got 29.
That's not a gorilla, Timmy.
No, it's not a gorilla. It says primate.
That's like a spider
it says
monkey.
Primate.
All right. What are the three of you get with your will saves?
29
success.
28 for elk and a 25 for Vamir.
Success, you're unaffected. I just need Adelar's for will save.
Huh?
I don't think he's good at will. I don't know.
22.
All of you succeed, so nothing happens. So he's just going to swing out and punch Kezra.
He just beats his chest and just works.
It only gets one attack per the spell.
Do what?
It only gets one action per the spell.
Oh, it only gets one action.
It'll get two actions in the next round.
Oh, okay. So, well, it couldn't do frightening display then.
Okay.
All right. Well, keep your rolls. We'll just say that he does that next one. So he just punches you then.
That's so funny shit. Gorilla appears and punches him.
16.
No.
Like, I really don't think this gorilla is going to be that big of a deal.
No, it's way funnier.
We're doomed.
God damn it.
Forget about the hellhounds. The gorilla's here.
Kezra, what have you done? You have sealed our fate.
Don't worry, I'll close the door. Vamir can handle it.
True.
Oh my god.
Vamir might be able to kill it.
I'm pretty sure Vamir will body it.
Benson, your turn.
I hear that shit like, okay, keep swinging.
What the hell's happening?
Benson, you get back here. We need your help.
It's a gorilla.
34.
34. That's a hit.
Don't you mean 35?
No, I added.
Okay.
15 damage.
Okay.
Man, just consistent.
That's probably going to be a miss. 25.
25, that is a miss.
Okay, and just swinging for the fences.
Cool.
That's 27.
Still a miss.
Yeah. That was a good roll.
That's with the plus roll. One. Just confirm.
Yes, it's with the plus one.
Okay. Always got to check.
That was a 36.
Yeah. All right. Elkwood, your turn.
Okay. He goes and sees this giant gorilla up here behind him. Size. Hunt prey. One action on it.
The gorilla?
No.
Okay. Thank God. I was like, is Benson going to have to 1v1 this thing?
Yeah, no.
I
mean,
he's doing a good job.
No, he is. He's going to...
I'm sorry. You did damage to it, right?
Oh, yep.
2d6.
2d6. I'm so sorry.
Still 2d6.
4 damage.
4 points of damage. Got it. All right. Anyway, Elkwood.
Yeah. So Elkwood is going to move up a little bit and do a... 2-action in order to throw another hatchet. That'd be a 29 to hit.
29 to hit the
Hellhound.
That is a miss.
Great.
Ooh. Yes. This thing's no joke.
And so that's all he can do.
Alright.
Ignore the fucking gorilla.
It is the Hellhound's turn. Okay. Can it... do it again.
Oh.
Did a breath weapon and 2 attacks last round, so
yep.
Got some good action economy.
Yep.
Sure does.
Oh yeah, Vamir's going to fly in.
Got it.
Into the room. He'll leave Kezra to clean up his mess.
Got it.
Yeah.
It is going to use his breath weapon again.
Cool. Reflex save.
Need Benson and Elkwood to make reflex saves.
Okay. Go for it. 32. Evasion.
Oh.
23.
You added your full plate, mm-hmm. plus 4.
Mm-hmm. Poor roll.
So, Ben's taking a 23.
Technically, it's 24.
Still a fail. What'd you get?
Okay. 32.
32, that is a success, so you critically succeed then. So, Benson, you are going to take the full damage here. 30 points of fire damage.
20 points.
And then it's going to strike out with his jaws.
Oh, no. We're being so... I'm so confident right now, but I'm sure this thing could really fuck me up.
42 to hit.
Oh.
Whoa.
Hold on. No, that's not a crit. That's just a hit.
With your shield. Yeah, because you're repulsive shield.
Okay.
Shit.
Regular hit, 33 points of damage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Subtract... what's your damage resistance for fire?
10.
Okay. So, 24. 4 points of damage.
And right. Is this slashing?
It's
a bite. Piercing.
Piercing. Yep.
So I still get damage resistance on that.
5. Yeah.
5. Okay.
So
19. Wow.
So good.
Yeah.
Alright. So you only take 19 from that after all. And then the second attack is a 30 total.
Miss.
Oh my gosh.
Man. And your AC's crazy.
Yeah. It's fucking wild.
Adelar, your turn.
Let's see.
There's a gorilla.
Oh, no.
Concentrate all
you're
effort.
You're right. There is a gorilla. But are you... You're hurt, right?
Yeah. I could, yeah.
I mean, I feel like that should be a priority for me. Healing up my buddy. Buddy.
At this point, Kezra could just actually just close the door.
That's true, like... yeah. Yeah.
Leave the gorilla.
That's a waste of action.
No.
So with that in mind, yeah, I'll just go ahead and heal you for two actions.
So you're max
healed. It's going to be max, yeah.
So are you down more than 32?
Yes.
Okay. So I do have to roll then.
Uh-oh.
42 points of healing.
Okay. All right.
43.
You're fine.
Yep, I'm good.
All righty then.
And I have one action left. I gave the guidance of Abadar to Elkor.
Uh-huh.
So now I'll be like,
Abadar,
guide Benson's blade.
All right. Kezra.
Kezra's like, I don't have time for this. And he closes the door.
And puts like a chair up against the wall.
He turns around and he's like, this time, don't summon a gorilla. Fires another ray of frost.
If you roll a one, you could summon a friend for him.
There are two gorillas.
Yeah.
There are two.
It's just a room full of gorillas back there.
Dang, 26?
Miss.
Man.
Dang.
Rip.
Yep.
Got a bad roll.
No knowledge checks yet, though. Interesting.
I mean, I tried a knowledge, but...
I guess I should
no successful
have,
huh? Knowledge. No successful knowledge.
I don't have the action economy to be making checks.
That's completely fair.
You just
fair.
Keep doing your Benson thing.
Completely fair.
Why don't you nerds make the checks?
Benson, your turn.
All right. Swinging for the fences. Come on, now. Oh, fuck. That's a bad roll. All right, that's going to be a miss.
All right.
Please. That's another miss.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hope for the 20. Ugh. No. That was tragic.
Oof. Yeah, that was rough.
It's okay. I'm still in front of it, and I'm at full health.
I mean, yeah. Okay. Then it comes to Elkwood.
Okay, Elkwood, he's going to do the same thing. Two action, throw another hatchet, because God, he's been collecting these things. The Fairy Butcher.
How can you stealth with all those hatchets hanging off your belt?
Natural 3.
Oh, God.
That's a big sad.
Should I even try it since I'm barely hitting it? Any other check?
Let's see. What could you make? So with this thing, it really comes down to you can make an arcana and nature. If you wanted to do religion, it'd be about the same.
I could try nature.
Sure. Nature
if
works.
You said that works.
Arcana is arcane planes. Nature is natural planes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So this thing counts as a beast.
I honestly don't know the difference.
That is a 29.
That is enough.
Yay.
Sweet.
Nessian Warhound.
Messian war.
Believed to be bred by the Prince of Darkness himself with vast kennels in the infernal realm of Nessus. Nessian warhounds are favored guards and hunting hounds of powerful fiends, and rarely those mortals who worship them and have earned their favor.
Some hell's
nice.
Some Messian warhound.
What things would you like to know? You've already seen his breath weapon, so you know we can do a breath weapon.
Alignment.
I'm sure it's evil.
No, I need to know whether it's chaotic or lawful.
Anything else?
So you can divine lance it and miss?
Oh. Shots fired.
See, this is what I'm used to. Yes. The world, the order has been restored.
Do you want to know its alignment?
Do I want to know what its alignment is? Anybody? Just making sure.
Me?
Tim wants to know.
Okay. Keep the healer happy.
What? Fine. What is the alignment?
Lawful evil.
Okay, that's good, because now I don't have to waste
now
an
you
action
don't have to waste
to do that.
Yep.
Okay. That's it.
Alright.
Yay.
Is anything else happening on your turn?
No.
Okay. Comes back to the Warhound.
What about the gorilla?
The gorilla's supposed to go up to you.
Yeah.
Gorilla is going to... Alright, so you close the door.
I did close the door.
Gorilla is going to...
Open the door.
Do something really quick.
Shit.
What could the gorilla be? Forget about the hound. What's the gorilla doing?
The gorillas know how to open doors.
They don't, but he does rip it off the hinges.
That's fair enough.
Tries the door.
You fool, that's property damage.
So he rips it off the hinges. So he has two actions now?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, then he will try to hit you again.
This is awesome.
What the hell do you want?
This would be map.
Correct. So an 11.
No.
So he just rips it up. Boom, boom, boom.
Get out of here.
You stupid thing.
Alright, so...
Get your hands off me, you damn dirty ape.
Nessian, Warhound's turn just went. Adelar, it is your turn.
Okay.
You gotta take care of the gorilla, buddy. Only you can do it.
Hurry, what's the alignment of the gorilla?
The door was useless.
Alright, I can't do Divine Lance. I can't do Produce Flame on the Nessian Warhound.
Sure.
Everyone, I guess, is doing good as far as health, so... I'll do perverse, produce flame on that gorilla.
Gotta fight fire with fire.
The real gorilla.
Hey, you get natural 20, you kill it.
I might have crit it with a 30.
You do, yeah.
It's a level 3 creature.
Crit the gorilla.
I like Adelar's just like, stop it.
Stop. Go. Leave.
Leave.
You can leave.
Leave now.
Join the Mwangi.
You're home. Go.
28 points of fire damage.
Ow.
So and alive. It's going to take some persistent fire on its turn.
Still alive. Yeah. It's tougher than we thought.
Yeah, I mean...
Kezra, shoot a fireball at
it's
it.
It's going to take 10 persistent fire on its turn.
Ah, okay.
Whatever's your biggest spell slot, get rid of this gorilla.
and then
Kezra, take Abaddon's guidance, finish the gorilla.
That's my turn.
Benson's in the front like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What gorilla?
It's clearly a dog.
Kezra, your turn.
Kezra will use a true strike and a produce
Ray of Frost.
Ray of Frost.
Okay.
So
true strike, Ray of Frost.
Plus one on either of these.
Hey.
My god, I rolled a 2 and a 5.
Oh my goodness.
Jesus Christ.
I just don't think you're allowed to use that spell. Like, no. There's some force of nature that's like, anytime he uses Ray of Frost, fuck him.
Yeah, so 20, 22.
All right. That is a miss.
Motherfucker.
But you have one more action, right?
No, I cast True Strike.
You cast True Strike.
Right. That was two natural, that was two D20s, and I got a 5 and a 2.
Next time, don't use True Strike on your Ray of Frost.
True Strike's supposed to really increase your odds.
Yeah, it's an incredibly good spell.
Yeah.
Gorilla turn. Gorilla. Punch.
Monkey.
Return to monkey.
Return to monkey. 17 to hit.
No.
No. The fact that it's against Kezra, it's awesome. Fantastic.
This is awesome.
Go away. Kelly, he rolled a natural 1 on his second attack.
Get that crit, or
wasting time on natural quick, for the gorilla.
Real quick, so looking at the competency of this gorilla.
All right, you're slowed 1 until the end of your next turn. You sneezed.
Yeah. All right.
What? Using a 4th level spell to summon this thing?
Yes.
Like, what's the point?
Yeah. I guess soaking damage.
Yeah.
Benton, it's your turn.
All right. Well, I guess I'll just keep doing what I've been doing.
Don't worry, it's lawful evil. Use that.
God, so much shade. So much shade.
That was fucking awesome.
Use that, I guess.
Salty man.
Yeah, just a bit.
Oh, sorry, what was your attack?
34.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Oh, my
God. Oh, that was fucking funny.
Oh, my God.
Tim, give me 2d6.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Hey, so wait, what's your damage from your sword?
15, but...
Okay. You're right, yeah.
There you go.
5.
Second strike. That's a miss. And final strike. And not doing much else. Fuck you. I've been waiting to see a green number in this thing all night.
What'd you get? What was it?
One. A natural one.
Oh, broken haft. Your weapon's current hit points are reduced to its broken threshold.
Oh.
If already broken, the weapon takes 3d6 damage, ignores hardness. If your weapon is a reach weapon, it loses reach. So you now have a broken weapon. It's at half hit points.
Shit.
So that means you take a -2 to all hits, all attacks,
it's
I believe.
Not. It's not actually a huge deal. I have a second.
Yeah, he has 2 swords.
I mean, yes, of course, but.
Also, it's a shifting weapon, so I can just be like, dagger!
No,
bastard sword.
It's still broken.
Nah. It's still broken, yeah.
Yeah, it's still a pain in the ass.
Yes. It's a huge pain in the ass. Is that the end of your turn?
Yeah, that's okay. All I can do.
Elk.
Okay. He is going to quick draw his bow out at this point. 2 action. That is a 30. No, sorry, 28. God.
Nope.
Damn it. Oh, wait. Okay, so I never used this before.
Okay.
So, there is a item that I haven't used because I keep forgetting that it exists.
Oh, I think I know what you're doing.
And
you can't use your sword.
No.
Hmm?
You can't use your sword. It's broken.
Oh.
Oh.
It can be repaired, but it says a broken object cannot be used for its normal function. If it's armor, it still grants some armor bonus, but it's a reduction.
That's...
For everything else, it cannot be used for its normal function.
Okay.
Nor does it grant bonuses.
Sure. I have literally a second striking bastard sword.
There you go.
Okay. So, knowledge here of saying, I have the Hunter's Arrowhead, which I can use an envision, which if it, plus two to my bonus would hit, then it will turn into a hit.
Oh. What was your total?
28.
That does turn it into a hit.
Fuck yeah. I completely forgot about this damn thing for so long. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. I even wrote it down saying, hey, I should use this. But yeah, so it's kind of like the arrow just kind of like glances off the wall and then like rebounds right into it again somehow.
All right.
So that would be, okay, that's not bad. 15 points of damage.
Okay.
It's slashing piercing, right, Tim? Is it slashing?
It's only
piercing?
The first time each round.
Yep.
So
yeah, so it'll always be Benson, assuming he hits too.
Yeah, and might as well just shoot again, just in case.
Okay.
Look at that, Kelly.
Yay!
Let's go.
20.
Yeah.
Dice away. You heard my curses.
The rules card.
Cool.
What did the rules say?
I got all the way through the deck.
I break.
That's impressive.
I break the rules and
skewered triple damage. The target is slowed one for one round.
Holy shit!
All right,
that's a huge card.
That's a great card.
Come on. Okay, not going to be amazing because my precision damage isn't included. But so 9 times 3, that's 27.
Yeah. 27.
Points of
solid
damage.
Ooh, slowed okay.
And slowed one.
That's great.
And hell slowed one.
Yeah. Dice wide.
Awesome.
That's it.
As you crit it,
oh.
You hit it in the chest area, and you see that the fire consumes the arrow as it landed in, and it unleashes a breath weapon as a reaction.
Damn.
Cool. I need you guys to roll me reflex saves next time.
Oh. Hey.
Oh, all right.
Oh. Holy shit.
Shit.
Flaming dog.
Flaming doggo.
Yeah.
That's a hot dog.
I thought you thought.